You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.
Thing is, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride. Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun?
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Kind of gigging, Johnny, till I die.
They will listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing, is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam Pelche.
Hello.
And also, we have a guest host, Kieran, who was here a couple weeks back. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
We're okay.
Yeah.
We got let into the building. It's nice.
It was a little bit of an adventure getting in here tonight, but we managed to, just to be able to provide you some great rock and roll music tonight. We actually have a lot on tap and a lot we're planning to play. I know Dave's very excited. We were actually just talking about this the other week. We were hoping we're going to get brand new Hives, not like the ailment, but we're going to hear new music from this band. It's been a long time, and finally they have announced a brand new album is coming out, The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons, and we have a single that has been dropped leading up to the release of this album, so we're very excited for that.
Yeah, it's been 11 years, according to the interwebs.
That's a long time.
And
like the lifespan of five hamsters.
Anyways, it's cool, and the music video is cool. It's like a riff on Evil Dead, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of gore and blood.
You know, all the stuff that we love.
Yeah. We got lots more in store. Also, we are going to do like a little bit of a tribute to Gordon Lightfoot, who passed, a Canadian icon, who we don't always normally feature on this show, but it would be foolish not to acknowledge his importance.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to dig early into his discography, playing some more rock and roll tracks from him, stuff that you might be surprised to hear coming out of his discography. We're also celebrating some anniversaries from album releases by New Order, PJ Harvey, some new releases. And of course, we're going to have our guest here provide us with some musical selections as well. What do you think we might hear from your end of the thing?
Well, I just grabbed a bunch of CDs in the apartment. Very professional of me. But, you know, this is very impromptu. I wasn't expecting to be back on the air so soon. But it's good. I thought you guys wanted me on here to, like, just give a kind of rundown of, like, the coronation today. Like, your sort of, like, royal correspondent.
What can you tell us?
Oh, you know, this just all the gossip that went down at the crazy parties at the palace. I could tell you who wore what and who's now estranged and who's, you know.
So stay tuned for that, because it's coming up.
I heard there were some reconciliations which happened, which is nice. Yeah. I saw Philip wore a single glove at one point. I really liked that look.
That's a strong look.
He's going for the...
the old MJ throwback, yes.
MJ throwback. Adam, we were going to start with some PJ Harvey, but it's not here.
No, it's actually right here.
Oh, it's on a compact disc.
It's on a compact disc. In fact, we're going to be throwing back to... probably my favorite album of hers, going back to 1993. This is now celebrating 30 years in existence. It is Rid of Me, this album that is produced by the almighty Steve Albini, featuring one of the best sounding guitar riffs and just noise from guitar I've ever heard on any record. And this also, I think, really galvanized her songwriting presence with that very primal sort of visceral rage she had on her first album before it was more refined on her later releases. I think this is a great interzone between the two sections and really just solid songwriting all the way through. So we're actually going to play two songs from this and get into some new music by the likes of Wednesday, Divorcer, and more in this first set.
We should also mention an aside.
Oh, yeah. In addition to an anniversary, PJ Harvey has recently announced a brand new record is going to be released very soon.
Yep, and they put out a single, so we'll get to that on another show. We're going to start off with what track, Adam?
We're going to be playing the song Man Size here on Revolution Rock.
Set it light and set it free. people who took your shirts, closed up your door with yellow tape, saw myself dead at the end of a staircase.
You are tuned in to CJM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Dave, Adam, and Karen are here, and we're bringing you a selection of new music. We're ending off with brand new material from an artist who actually spent some time in Windsor, Ontario, but hails from London. We're talking about Yessica Woneal.
Yes, she kind of reversed her name there for her stage name, but she did a lot of like folky stuff for a very long time, and now she has this new album out Which is titled
I Wanted Love, So I Gave You Love. Very nice of you. And actually, Jessica, this is a huge, I have to say, shift in your sound, because this is definitely more influenced by indie rock, a lot of lo-fi rock as well. Really digging this brand new album. From this, we heard the track Again, Again, and not to say the obvious pun, but I'm sure we'll be hearing from this album again in the future. Sorry for that.
Oh, dear. You
know, like, strap in. It's puns galore around here.
This is what happens sometimes.
I apologize for
before that. Speaking of separating from this conversation, before that we heard...
What?
We heard music from Divorcer.
That was good.
That was average.
That was beyond average. That was great.
Okay. What do we hear from Divorcer?
But we heard a song called Tiny Devil from Divorcer. That was an excellent new number there. They have a new album out called Espionage. Before that, a band that's getting a bit of buzz over the past little bit, an American group called Wednesday. We actually heard something from their sophomore record, Rat Saw God, and we heard the track Hot Rotten Grass Smell, which I think we kind of smelt earlier today walking around the city, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it's a common thing. And then we started off with a pair of tracks from PJ Harvey from Rid of Me.
Yeah, to me, her quintessential record. This is the one that I think really propelled her and showed her strength as a songwriter to really just last and be so, eye-opening and challenging. There's a lot of confrontational material on here that dissects a lot of sexual politics, but also just explores relationship dynamics in non-conventional, non-cliched ways. Really, she's so fierce, and her guitar sound is so fierce on this record as well. Definitely helped by the production choice of Steve Albini behind the board. And from this, we heard two songs, 50 Foot Queenie and Man Size. This album is now celebrating its 30th anniversary. I just wanted to put that out there.
Would you say that 50 Foot Queenie was recorded by
Steve Albini?
Steve Albini. Hey. Okay.
That's fun to say.
Why was I blamed for this pun then? Oh my God.
You started this?
I did. I apologize. I hope.
Yours has some wit. His is just rhyming.
Yeah, I don't have any wit. It's just stale. Yeah.
Just couplets.
Thank you.
But
anyways.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're going to continue. Thanks for that, everyone. We're going to start next with a band that we haven't played in a while, but a really cool band called Orange Juice.
Yeah, the genius of Edwin Collins coming up. It's one of my CDs I've brought. We're going to hear I Can't Help Myself.
Yeah.
Much like the puns you guys make.
We can't help
it. You can't help yourself.
No, we can't. So we're going to start off with that, and that's how we're going to start off the next set. We got lots more in store for the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Consider Asking questions that don't matter.